evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Bitcoover FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. Tonight, we feature an assortment of works from the renowned Japanese composer Isao Tomita. Tomita was a Japanese composer regarded as one of the pioneers of electronic music, space music, and one of the most famous producers of analog synthesized arrangements. In addition to creating note-by-note realizations, Tomita made extensive use of the sound design capabilities of his instruments, using synthesizers to create new sounds to accompany and enhance the electronic realizations of acoustic instruments. He also made effective use of analog music synthesizers and the Mellotron, featuring futuristic science fiction themes, while laying the foundations for synth-pop and trance rhythms. Many of his albums are electronic versions and adaptions of famous classical music pieces, several of which we will hear this evening. Tomita received 4 Grammy Award nominations for his 1974 album based on music by Claude Debussy, Snowflakes Are Dancing. We begin tonight's selection with a cut from that album, The Pespiède, from Debussy's Suite Bergamasque. Maurice Ravel, Les Entretiens de la Belle et la Bête, from the Ma Mère L'Oeil, Mother Goose Suite. which is based on the tales of Perrault, Madame le Prince de Beaumont, and Madame de Neuil. Ravel composed this suite in 1910 to please the children of his musical friends. Originally intended for a piano four hands arrangement, it was orchestrated in 1912 to become a ballet suite. Here is Isao Tomita's arrangement of Ravel's Les Entretiens de la Belle et la Bête.
Thank you.
And now, another work by Debussy, Golliwog's Cakewalk, arranged by Isao Tomita. And now, an uninterrupted broadcast of Ravel's Bolero, arranged for us in synthesized glory by Isao Tomita, only on Bitcoover FM. And now, Isao Tomita's arrangement of Maurice Ravel's Pavane pour un enfant défunt. Originally composed by Ravel in 1899, he subsequently arranged an orchestral version in 1910, with Ravel describing the piece as an evocation of a pavane that a little princess, Infanta, might in former times have danced at the Spanish court. The pavane was a slow processional dance that enjoyed great popularity in the courts of Europe during the 16th and 17th centuries. Thank you for listening to Bitcouver FM, Vancouver's only source for classical chiptune.